Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is from the Gospel lesson, Luke 8, starting at verse 38. The man from whom the demons had gone begged him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away, proclaiming through the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. I have decided to follow Jesus. Those words are from a chorus that I learned when I was a boy. They may have been the only words in the song, for that matter. But that's what I remember. And it tells you a lot about the world I grew up in. There was a basic assumption that we could follow Jesus and that we would follow Jesus. And I kind of see where the idea came from. The children of Israel followed God in the form of a cloud out of Egypt. Though, in the interest of full disclosure, the Egyptian army was on their heels until they got to the Red Sea. And the 12 apostles followed Jesus from the time they were called until they scattered when he was arrested. It makes you wonder what was in the apostles' minds and hearts when they dropped everything and started following him. I'm sure they didn't realize where it would lead, ultimately, to the cross, the grave, to the sky. They really jumped into the deep end. Most of us don't dive in quite like that. We decide, sort of at least, to follow Jesus. It might be a well-reasoned decision. It might be a desperate decision. It might be the only decision. And after that, we generally follow him with the single-minded determination of, well, a kitten in a room full of moving strings. On to the next distraction. What compassion God has. Did you hear the tenderness in the Old Testament lesson? I was ready to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I was ready to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, "Here I am. Here I am." God has loved us from the beginning of time. He has always been us, calling us, creating a path to draw us to him. But he's not blind to what we're like either. The following verses serve up a big dose of reality. I spread out my hands all the day to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, a people who provoke me to my face continually. That was us. Each and every one of us has been there, a rebellious people. And we would still be there, except for the cross. We have been a bit like the demon-possessed man. Sometimes we still are. I mean, the man was naked and violent. We keep our clothes and our masks on and only scream when we're alone. But God sees us exactly as we are. He knows our hearts. He knows our hearts, and still he is there to touch them and to heal us. The demon-possessed man wasn't looking for Jesus, but Jesus found him, came to rescue him from what seemed like an impossible situation. In the same way, Jesus was and is looking for us too, for each of us, to free us from the very things that want to destroy us. But there's another story in today's gospel lesson as well, a cautionary tale. Consider what happened after Jesus cast out the demons. When the herdsmen saw what happened, they fled and told in the city and country. Then people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man whom the demons from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the face of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. The people were afraid. I can see that. We're dealing with the creator of the creator and sustainer of the universe. He is great and wonderful, powerful and uncontrollable. He does the impossible. They had every reason to be afraid. How often do we hear Luther's admonition to fear, love, and trust God? Note it starts with fear. In Proverbs, we're admonished, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. This is the fear that equips us to understand, first, that we are at his mercy, and second, to understand what a wonderful place that is to be. But this time, fear took a wrong turn, a turn inward, to protect themselves. Not that they understood that they were protecting what they were protecting themselves from, but they did prefer to deal with a crazy man than with someone who could cast out demons. All the people in the surrounding country of the Gerasenes had come to witness a miracle. And how did they react? They asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. They just wanted that miracle and the man who had performed it to go away like it never happened. It's kind of like our culture in science. The roots of science are in wanting to understand what we can of the marvels of God's creation. But even as it began to show how truly incredible God's creation is, it also began to deny the Creator, until we live in a world that would rather believe that the beautiful, complex reality of just who you are is a long series of accidents. The Prince of Lies has done his best to convince us of that lie, to give us reasons to deny that we are created beings and therefore have a creator. Don't buy into that. For it is our Lord and Savior, and in him only that we live and move and have our being. But the miracle in Gerasenes did happen. And there were witnesses that did not go silent. It is understandable that the man freed from a horrible life of demon possession wanted to follow Jesus. But Jesus had something else for him. Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. In the middle of the unbelief and denial that God, in the middle of that unbelief and denial, God left a witness. It was a precursor of the command that would come later. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And the man did exactly what he was told. He went away proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. We know that faith comes from hearing. Hearing the law, hearing the gospel, and hearing the marvelous things that our Lord God has done for us. That man was witness to the glory of God. He declared what he saw, what he knew. We can do better than that. For while he only saw and experienced in his body what God did for him then, we have not only our own stories of God's love for us, but we can also echo the witness of the apostles that the Son of Man died, was buried, and rose again. We can tell a broken world there is hope, there is healing, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus Christ to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.